one, halakha, the laws of tzitzit. Halakha does dictate that when one makes his tzitziyot, whether it's on the talit gadol or talit katan, he has to make it with kavana, which means when he's making the strings, not making the strings themselves, we're not talking about that today, we're talking about when he's putting them in the beged and making the knots and the chuliot, of course his kavana is l'shem mitzvah tzitzit. But there is a halakha that might not be so well known, that the, when does this kavanah begin? At what stage of the process when one is making his sisiyot, does one have to begin the lishma process? So the halakha does say that this begins when one takes the strings and places them in the hole. Which means a person starts off with the strings and he's now going to bring them through the hole on one of the corners. At that point, he should say, "Hareni matil sisiyot elu l'shem mitzvat sisit." According to the Ben Ish Hai in Parashat Lech Lecha and Halacha Gimal, he writes, "Yizaher lomar befiv." According to the Atchotah sisit, "Hareni matil sisiyot elu l'shem mitzvat sisit." Because some say that whenever you need kavana, so you need to do it verbally. So the question is, what if a person did not do it verbally? Let's say a person just stuck the sisiyot in the hole, and he had kavana in his mahshaba. So here we have an interesting subject between two different halachot that Maram brings down in Shulchan Aruch. In Yoreh De'ar Resh Ayin Vav Sa'if Bet, Maram writes that when a person is writing a Sefer Torah, he has to say, in the beginning of the writing, that he's writing the Shem Kiddushat Sefer Torah, and for that matter, every time he writes one of the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to have also the Shem Kiddushat Hashem, and he has to say it verbally. And it's Master from Maran over there, if you don't say it verbally, you're not Yotze. However, Maran, in the laws of Tefillin, Siman Lamenchet Se'ifchet, he talks about that the klaf of the Tefillin has to be tanned L'shem kiddushat tefillin. So he says that it's tov, it's good if he says it verbally. Which is masper over there, that if you didn't do it verbally, if you just did it in machshava, it's okay. So I have a question. Why when it came to kitiyav, the kitiyav sefer Torah, Maran says you have to say it verbally. When it comes to tefillin, you're able to be lenient even the machshava. So the mefarshim answer that, since when it comes to tefillin, there are some shittot that you don't need the ibud to be lishma, so therefore you can be lenient for machshava. So once already we come to this hiluk, so we can say also there's an opinion of the Rambam that says that the actual strings, when you're putting them into the talet, you don't have to have kavanah. So therefore we can say that Maram would be lenient up in machshava, would be enough as well. And that's where Rachem of Ayaz posek in Halikot Olam in Chelek Aleph on Daf Tet. I quote, "V'chetahina sarich leizayel lomar befiv kodim teliyat chotei asisit hareni matil sisiyot elu l'shem mitzvah sisit ubedi'avad afilu rak chashav b'dachto she'osechen l'shem mitzvah sisit ve'lo osim b'shvatav k'shera atalit b'rachah." So again, v'chetahina, you should verbally say it. However, b'di'avad, if you just have the machshava, we can be lenient, even according to Maran, to say that the sisiyot are indeed kesherim.